Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to today's episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Our guest today is Shandell Stone. Shandell is an Ivy League and an HBCU alum. She is an education professional, and she is the founder of Destination Teach, which is an organization that allows individuals in education and some who are not in education to pay gifts forward through the gift of teaching or educating others in different countries around the world. Shandell, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Really, really excited to share more about Destination Teach and my journey through this process.
Why don't you tell us how you started Destination Teach or what sparked you to want to start the organization?
Sure. So first, I want to clarify a bit what Destination Teach actually is, because I think people, when they see Destination Teach, they just assume, oh, this is for teachers. This is all about sending teachers to other countries. But actually, it's not exactly what our organization is. It's really a volunteer organization, volunteer and adventure travel. And so anyone can join us on one of the trips, and you get the opportunity to see the most impressive pieces or places in that particular country, as well as have the opportunity to do some community service in schools. And so that's where that teach piece comes from, because we tend to do our service opportunities with children and in working in collaboration with schools and teachers. But it's really about giving the opportunity for everyone, especially melanated travelers, to participate and be a part of development in other countries. And so to your earlier question, what sparked this idea? When I was in graduate school, a friend of mine, her family runs a school called Arise and Shine Academy in Kenya, and she's Kenyan. And we were putting our heads together, trying to think of a way to provide some extra resources for the school in a more sustainable way. Because as most people know, what's the most challenging piece of trying to do good work is raising money, grant writing, all these different things that are a bit laborious and kind of take you away from being able to do the work. And so we came with the idea of starting just like bringing some volunteers over to Kenya and charging a fee and using that to support some of the work on the ground. And so that's what we did. We started with just myself and one other person. And then now we've grown to having, you know, over 100 registrants in a given year.
So how long has Destination Teach been in existence?
So our very first trip was in 2014. We didn't become an official organization actually until 2 years ago.
Okay. And how many countries have you all been to?
3 as of now. We started with Kenya, and then we opened up a location in Morocco. And now we're launching our first trip to Haiti in just a couple of weeks. That's going to be our pilot trip, and hopefully we'll be able to continue to visit there and give back and show people a good time.
What does the trip look like? Can you kind of explain different things that the volunteers will do on the trip? Like you said, it's not just about like the teaching. Like you said, there's adventure, there's volunteer work. What does it kind of look like?
Sure. The idea is to be able to see as much as possible in the 8 days of the trip. So for example, in Kenya, we start in Nairobi, getting a more like contemporary feel of East Africa, because people definitely have their preconceived notions about what East Africa is like. And so Nairobi is a bustling city, and there's cultural shows. There is opportunities to go to museums and do some of the similar things that you would do in a more westernized country, but with a lot more flavor because it's Kenya. And then from there, we go to a safari for 3 days, which is a really amazing experience, and actually what I think sets Destination Teach apart from other travel organizations, because safaris are extremely expensive, and we're able to fit it in at our price point for 3 days. I mean, it's exactly what you expect. You're like in one of those vans, game driving, looking for lions. it's awesome. Like, you know, seeing animals in their natural habitat. It's nothing like the zoo. And so it's a really dope experience. And then finally, the trip ends off in Kisumu, Kenya, which is more of like a suburban, I would say, sort of community in Kenya. And that's where our partner school, Rise and Shine, is located. And we do like community service in the morning. In the afternoon, we still do a little bit of sightseeing and things of that nature, because Kisumu is located on Lake Victoria, which is the largest lake in Africa. And so there's like more opportunities to see animals and people and communities. Yeah, so that's just sort of an overview of what a trip with Destination Teach is like, and they're similar in Morocco and similar in Haiti.
What has the cultural exchange been like?
Amazing. You know, when we initially set out to create Destination Teach, it wasn't supposed to be this thing for melanated travelers. We were just like, bring any and all volunteers. And I still do feel that way. I just appreciate the fact that we are able to bring people of color, because so often that image is, you know, a young white girl holding up an African baby. And I think that we should be a part of that conversation as well and part of the work, because we have a lot of buying power. But I digress. In terms of the cultural exchange, I feel like it's amazing because, first off, you know, when you go back to Africa, people perceive you as African until we start talking, obviously, but you really get that warmth. And there's so many people who, when you go, and they're just really excited to like interact with African Americans and learn more about our story. And they're so welcome. They're like, welcome home. So many of the people who come are like, oh yeah, this lady told me welcome home today. Like, I'm so excited. You know, I feel like so welcome here. And I think what we've done, especially in the community where we do a lot of our community service, is really turn on its head their perception of who is there to give. The director of the school, she like literally almost made me cry. She's like, you know, Shandell, like, you have really changed my perception of Black people in America. Like, normally we're expecting like white people to be the ones to come and give money, and you guys come and you just do like such amazing things. And we're and that right there, just, I was like, girl, can you say that again for the camera? That's really what this really has evolved into. The diaspora giving back to one another, us learning from them about their culture and their customs, their community, and them learning from us as well, and us being able to give monetarily just because we are in a position of power as being a part of a Western civilization.
How would someone know if they would be a good candidate to participate in an excursion with Destination Teach?
So there isn't an application process. It's more of a registration. You just sort of sign up for whether or not this is a good trip for you. This is not a resort trip.
Okay.
So if you're one of those that needs like all the amenities that you would expect at like a Westin, this is not your trip. But if you are the type of, now don't get me wrong, there's always like Wi-Fi and power and running water.
I understand. Okay.
The basics, right? You're going to have a bed to sleep in. You're not going to sleep on the floor. You're going to have what you need, but just not often. Sometimes, I mean, we stay in a very nice hotel in Nairobi, but you know, it's part of the effects. But but just generally speaking, this trip is really about sinking your teeth into a culture. And so it's not poolside living. It's, if you're more on the adventurous side and you really want to experience and live like a local in a different country, Destination Teach is definitely the way to go.
As far as growth, what is your vision for Destination Teach? How do you see it expanding in the future?
So the next place I want to go with this is university partnerships. We're currently reaching out to different schools, trying to become a provider with different universities, because, you know, when I traveled abroad, I studied abroad for 5 months in India. And when I was in college, which was the first time that I'd ever left the country, And boy, would it have been nice to have a little bit of a sense of community,
right,
with like people of color as I was traveling. Because yes, you're in another country to get out of your comfort zone. But, you know, when I traveled, I stayed in like an international hostel full of like other college students, and they were predominantly white and they had their sort of community. And so I want to be able to provide that for college students as well. So that's one place that I see us expanding. We're also looking into forming a gap year program for boys of color. And then also, and that's more on the U.S. side, but on the Kenyan side, we are utilizing the program fees to create sustainable development in Kenya. So, so far, what that has looked like is we've funded 3 university scholarships for teachers at Arise and Shine Academy. Great. We just built a library in July, Destination Teach Library. We thought long and hard about the name. We're also looking into actually building out training programs, teacher fellowships training programs in Kenya to benefit a larger population of teachers. So with the more clients that we get, the more income we're able to generate as an organization, the more that we can give back in a really sustainable way in Kenya. Something a little more than donations are great, but people need education. People need skills. That's
right.
That's going to uplift them out of poverty. And so that's what we're working on.
So even participating in an excursion, a volunteer trip with Destination Teach, it sounds like not only is the participant gaining a lot, they're actually seeding back into the communities abroad as well.
Absolutely. And so voluntourism is sort of a dirty word because people go, and it doesn't matter what race, just the idea of it in itself is like people going and they're taking pictures with the kids and sort of pretending like they're doing so much
right,
work.
Okay.
When it's like, okay, honey, you're going to be there for 2 days. You are right. Not really about to do like something so, if anything, you're disrupting, to be quite honest. We are a bit of a disruption when we come. The kids don't pay attention in class. They're excited. The visitors are there. They're singing their songs. They're showing teeth. But where the real work comes in is, like you're saying, working with an organization like us, where we're utilizing the funds, that's the thing that's going to actually make the impact, not the reading to children for a couple of hours. Although long-term, that does help, but
absolutely.
Right. So it's about
putting sustainable things in place. Absolutely.
Right.
Great. How can the audience find out more about Destination Teach, keep up with you and all the great things that you're doing?
Quite easy. Just go on destinationteach.com. And that's where you can find out what are some of the things that we've been able to accomplish so far. Read a little bit more on that. You can register for a trip online there as we build out our programs. You know, that information will be available online as well. But in the meantime, if anyone wanted to contact me directly, my email is shandell@destinationteach.com.
Okay. And Shandell spelled?
C-H-A-N-D-E-L-L.
Great. Okay, Shandell, so what is your daily mantra? And it might change. I know you might have more.
Yeah. Actually, I think I am so not a creature of habit. I'm horrible at routines. The only thing that I think I am consistent about is like staying busy, like putting one foot in front of the other. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a small step, I think sometimes when we're trying to like launch something or try a new idea, we want to like plan. I'm more of a do sort of person. I mean, that's worked out well for me.
So keep them moving.
Yes. Yeah. That's one foot in front of the other.
Yes. And you all are definitely making those strides and putting your footprints across the globe and doing amazing, amazing good. Please check out destinationteach.com and also look at them on social media. They're on Instagram and Facebook. There's some really amazing pictures of you all doing the work in different locations. And talking about is one thing, but seeing the pictures too also just really brings a lot of it together and shows that this is definitely an organization with global impact. So thank you so much. You're welcome. Thank you so much, Shandell, for being a guest on the Early Accountability Podcast.
Thank you again for having me.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.